a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Friday night here on the program. Final show of the week. Open lines, perhaps. I don't know. I've extended an invitation for Mike Jones to call in. I left a message, but I've not heard back from him. I've had literally dozens of people within the last, well, since the last show we've had, who have asked for either the a copy of the last show we did on micros, or how to do them. These micro FM stations we've been talking about a lot here the last month and a half, and so I thought I'd bring Mike on. If you're listening, Mike, dial in, and I know from time to time he does. And just wanted to spend, you know, maybe 30 minutes or an hour talking about micros, because people are asking me questions all of the time. And I like it. I like the fact that people are asking us questions. That's a big thing. It's a huge thing. And it is very cool that people are interested in doing something. And so we may have Mike, we may not. If we don't, we'll go open lines here and just kind of have at it for this evening. So and there's a ton of stuff to talk about. FEMA staging their own press conferences without the press. That's kind of a big thing. The Mexican consulate in Manhattan, somebody tries to blow it up with fake grenades. A lot of stuff going on. We can talk more of this H.R. 1955, which I think is very important to talk about. We can talk about eugenics tonight. That's been a big subject, especially since the debut of Alex Jones' film, Endgame. I know in my afternoon program, we talked nearly 3 hours about it. Just the subject of eugenics and other things like that, and it was big. And joining me now is Kimberly. You got 10 seconds.
Well, I'm really dumb in the area of eugenics.
Uh-huh.
After the break, can you explain exactly what it is?
Yeah, we might get into that, sure.
Because I don't understand it, and I know a lot of other people may not either.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here after the break. Friend Mike Jones and Foley.
Okay.
Okay, back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcasting live on the Truth Net Radio Network. So howdy to everybody over there. Also to everybody listening on KU Satellite, 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth in a dandy geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of truth to little 30-inch dishes. Wow. And then that's amazing. That right there, that's technology being put to good use. And then everybody, of course, listening on low-power micro-broadcast FM radio stations all over the country. And you micro-operators, a big thumbs up and a thank you for what you do in helping to get the message and the word out to the people in your area. It's a huge thing and something that I greatly appreciate because it helps me get the message out. And you guys are greatly appreciated, and I just want you to know that. And thanks for carrying this program. means an awful lot. Ron Paul's campaign, almost $2.3 million for the month. Pretty cool. And that figure going up just every few minutes as the funds just keep coming in to keep him rolling. He's got to have money. Got to have the money to keep this thing going. And they're already starting to buy ads in New Hampshire, five states. New Hampshire, Nevada. What was it? It was a couple other primary states. Total of five states, if I remember right, they were buying ads in. But I remember New Hampshire and Nevada. So there you go. And this November5th.com website, where what they're trying to do is get 100,000 people to pledge $100 for Ron Paul's campaign and to donate it all on one day on the 5th of November. So right now, 10,725 subscribers. So already a million, let's see, what is that? $1,070,000 already raised. So very cool. And or at least pledged. It hasn't been raised yet because we haven't, it's not November 5th yet. But still, if nobody else signed up, $1,070,000 and for one day would be huge for them. Just keep those numbers going up. Let's get it there, and let's get it to 100,000. Spread the word about it. ThisNovember5th.com. ThisNovember5th.com. They got handy-dandy banners you can put on your websites and stuff, which I still need to do. That is going to be one of my tasks this weekend, is to work on websites. I have two that I currently maintain, and they both need some work. Bad. So that's one of the things I will be doing this week. Which one I'm going to tackle first, I don't know. But one of them will, one of those two is the MidnightRidersShow.com website. I needed some real work, an actual template put in, and some real content. We're going to pick news, all kinds of stuff, and eventually I'm going to start writing. And so we'll have articles there, probably from me and others as well. Maybe some survival recipes from Kimberly. All kinds of cool stuff that we're looking at doing. So just keep looking and waiting and watching. Yeah. Just keep looking, waiting, and watching. There you go. Because one day, poof, it'll all be there, and you go, oh, wow. Or act more like, that really sucks. That's probably what it'll actually be. I'm self-taught at all this stuff as far as website work, and I know enough about it to be really, really dangerous, especially me and a server. That can get dangerous. I've had a few interesting experiences with servers, so there you go.
A few interesting. Before you knew what you were doing, I still remember the computer. You're laughing, so you know what I'm fixing to tell. He decides one day that he's going to blank the hard drive on a computer.
Right.
Oh, he blanked it. The hard drive never got fixed because Mr. Genius didn't have the recovery disk or a new disk.
Well, and when I went to format it, I forgot to keep the system directory, just a little DOS stuff.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put /s in it, and just boom.
So we didn't have a computer for a very long time until we could afford to buy another one because I mean, we had one, but there was nothing on it. But so then the next time you wanted to blank the hard drive, I just threw a hissy, didn't I?
Now I do it all the time.
Now you do it all the time, but you've also got all the stuff to do it.
Yeah, I've got a lot more stuff to do with it.
Have you heard about this Windows XP thing?
What, you mean Windows Vista?
No, XP. My office manager had her new computer worked on.
Right.
And it's got Vista on it,
right,
and it's got a lot of problems.
Right.
So the guy took her old computer, and he's trying to fix it, and then he's going to buy the new one that's got Vista from her.
Uh-huh.
But he was telling her that in 2008, you're not going to be able to buy any more XP stuff, nothing.
No, Microsoft wants to totally withdraw support for it, and pretty much has.
I love XP, though.
It's much better than Vista. Vista stinks. It's a terrible operating system. I'll go Linux before I go Vista.
Well, I like what I've got.
You have XP, and that's
XP Home. Well, at the office, I've got Office, don't I?
You've got XP Pro at the office.
Yeah.
And, but still, this is You know, XP is a far cry better than this Vista crap that they put out.
And that's, well,
that's been, that whole thing's been a disaster.
According to my office manager, the little tech that was charging her $85 an hour, point blank told her this is going to take hours.
Well, all she needs is a. Why doesn't she just go buy a copy of Windows XP and put it on her new machine? And
I believe I have a copy at work.
Well, she would need a certificate for it.
Oh.
But, you know, have her go buy a copy of it, and that way she puts it in. That way she doesn't lose a new machine.
He didn't give her that option.
Well, because he's wanting the machine.
He told her that he would buy the machine from her,
right.
The brand new machine, and it's better than mine at the office. And you know how it runs like a striped ape?
Uh-huh.
Hers is much better.
Or better yet, you could even just take the hard drive out of the old machine and put it in the new machine.
He didn't give her that option either.
See. Yeah. Welcome to Tech Help. My name is Billy Bob, and we're talking computers. Later on, next time we're going to talk boot sector and viruses. Stick around.
Well, you know, when I come on, we kind of talk about everything, don't we?
Yeah.
But that's not always bad.
Okay. No, it's not. Not always bad.
I mean, because Windows XP is important.
Windows XP is far more stable than Windows Vista. Mm-hmm. Vista, and then they've got four different levels for you, and if you want to do anything, you've got to buy like the top level, which
Vista
is horrendously expensive. Yeah, it's a waste of money.
Well, now I think all the machines are coming with it, aren't they?
Yeah, the new ones are. Yeah, and they'll come with the same type of RAM that they had that would run Vista and run it well, or that would run XP and run it well, but they'll come loaded up with Vista and nothing works.
Right.
Because there's not enough guts in the computer to make it run.
Well, he made the comment that she didn't have enough RAM.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know a guy who's a computer tech that got had a client bring one into him. It's 512 megs of RAM on the laptop, and before he could get Vista to run, he stuck two gigabytes of RAM on it.
Holy
just to
cow.
Make the thing run. So, George in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Wow, that was fast. You caught me by surprise.
Hey, I do. I endeavor to be quick. If it's just me and you, I endeavor to be quick.
Yeah, so do the guys that were visiting us yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen to this. You ready?
Yes.
This is the Meadville Tribune, Meadville, PA. Anyone in Meadville who wanted to know what the U.S. Army's primary attack helicopter looks like from an attackee's perspective only had to look skyward early Thursday night as AH-64 Apache helicopters paid an unexpected visit and alarmed enough people that 100 concerned phone calls came in to local law enforcement, including PA State Police. The Apache helicopters were armed with 16 Hellfire missiles. You think that would scare people?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep, and it says that people were so afraid that they were afraid to send their kids out trick-or-treating. I'm just going to go through this because it's not very long.
Ahead, but yeah, we got about a minute or so. Go ahead.
All right, well, they're supposed to come back on November 8th. Let me go down here right quick. Yeah, it says the next time that they're expected over Meadville is November 8th at 8:45 a.m.
So what were they doing there in the first place?
Homeland Security training.
Ah. You feel safer now, I'm sure.
And then there was it says here, each Apache carried 16 Hellfire missiles, each with a range of more than 8,000 meters. The Hellfire is used primarily for the destruction of hard material targets, such as tanks and armored vehicles.
Barns.
So, then, and the next thing I wanted to bring to your attention was...
Enemy tractor to the left, Bob, fire!
Yeah, because there was a big protest up in Meadville, an anti-war protest, or no, it was up in Erie today. But you can't get no news on it. It was on Channel 24 Erie, and a bunch of people got arrested. And guess where they took them? Not
where?
To regular court, to the federal courthouse. And the judge was fining them $500 apiece. And several of them said they weren't paying the fine, so they're sitting in jail tonight. And so then the people were so aggravated and mad that they're promising a more severe protest, I guess, later this evening. Earlier this evening and then tomorrow.
You're darn right.
So I went, well, I guess they'll get a chance to test out their microwave weapons on those people because I'm not going to be there.
That
now, this was something, Mike. If you would have been there, You had to see these things flying over, and then we got C-140 over. It's a three
county. Hang on right there. We'll talk more about it after the break. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Join us is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking with George in Pennsylvania, who's got to see Army attack helicopters up close and personal. Enemy Silverado to the left. Take them out. So tell us, they were each loaded with how many helicopters again, George?
There was a couple of them.
And each loaded with the Hellfire missiles, the whole 16. Nine yards, the Gatling guns, everything.
Yep.
What if they were heading for the protest?
I hope not. But I'll tell you one thing, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was kind of scary, but I've seen them before, just not in a civilian setting, you know?
No doubt.
And, yeah, they had the missiles on there.
I mean, why in the world would you be flying around, Pennsylvania farmland, George, with with 16 Hellfire missiles strapped to your side?
I don't know. Probably
that makes no sense to me.
Probably because all us enemy Americans live here.
Well, that's right. That's right. And maybe the Army's low on beef and they needed to slaughter some.
Yeah. I wanted to mention something about the... there was a guy on another show that called in from West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
He was saying that they have a confirmation on a concentration camp in Kingwood, West Virginia, near Morgantown.
Right.
Four towers set up. If you knew about that already, then it's old news to you. But I just heard this earlier tonight. If he's listening, he can call in himself and let you know about that.
Yeah, please.
Then we got one. We do have one of those up in Erie, one of those camps, with a guy that I know was telling me about it. He got some pictures of it, and he said that this one actually had gas chambers in there.
No kidding.
And
close
I said,
to railroad
man,
tracks?
I said, I'd like to have, yeah, near the railroad tracks. How'd you know?
That's usually very typical. That's it, because they're building these cars, triple deckers, with fittings for shackles on the floor.
That's what's in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got them shackle things in there. I says, what do you think that's for? And I says, how'd you get in there anyways? He goes, because I was on the construction crew that did some work in there. He goes, I looked at some of the crazy stuff they had in there. He goes, and they just get their work done and go. So,
no doubt I'd be getting it out of there quick.
Well, you know what, Mike? I was trying to make some communication with some people because they were supposed to be doing something like that on the networks, and I was interested in doing just that. I've done everything I could around here, Mike. I've given out the tapes. I've gone to the churches. I've given out the things. I got the things printed out on the executive orders. I got all kinds of. I got a desk. I've never done desk work before. I got a desk here with so much stuff on it. I have done everything that one man could possibly be expected to do for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they don't know, but I know a few of them that have things. And I said it's not safe here. You know, I was wanting to see if you were interested in. We had a micro FM set up. They shut that down. You know, they didn't want that set up. And you were talking about that, and I wanted to bring the attention to some people. They got a website. It's called hourofthetime.com. And you go there, and it'll show you the different micro FMs. It won't say what town they're in, just which states and how many there are. And another one that's called themicroeffect.com.
Right.
And then Ramsey Electronics has a low-power transmitter for $350. You don't even have to put an outside antenna. If you put it in your attic, the antenna's built right into it, and you could broadcast with for $350. Looking at that right now. And, you know, we even did the, I was on, I'm not going to mention the name. I was on, they asked me to fill in when a bunch of guys went to jail here where it said a big federal raid rocks the county, right? And that's where a local guy here that was supposed to be a part of our militia group ended up, he's in federal prison right now. And so is a 60-year-old man that wrote a letter to a friend of mine, and he wanted to know if we could get the money up to pay the taxes on his place because he has no place to come to when he gets out.
Wow.
And, you know, that's the kind of everything, the saddest things that you could imagine, I'm seeing this stuff. I go around to them. I calm them down. Some of these guys wanted to shoot that helicopter down. I said, no, don't do that, you know, whatever you do. You know.
Now, where those two came from, there's more.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing of it is I was thinking, I really think that we've waited too long. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I'm kind of tired. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of tired.
Yeah,
I understand where you are all coming from, but I've seen so much in my life. I've got kids that are of my own that are grown up. So one of them's being affected by this mess system that we have, and I'm helping him out right now. And I'm just tired, Mike. And so the way I had it figured out is, well, either we need to do something pretty soon, or people like me aren't going to do us any good, because I'm not getting any younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Question came in, and that, was this camp that this guy worked at, was it near Harrisburg around Fort Indiantown Gap?
It's near the one for West Virginia.
Oh, no, the one in Pennsylvania that you
No, it's in Erie.
Oh, in Erie, okay.
In Erie.
All right. George, I appreciate the call, and you're right. We may be too late. I hope not.
Is everybody just too afraid to stand up, or what?
I think that has a lot to do with it. They don't understand that there is indeed a price for freedom. Thanks for the call. Back in a minute with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Open lines tonight. We're talking about the possibility of a kind of an impromptu micro show, but I left a message for Mike Jones, but he's not called me back. So we'll probably do it one night next week because I have tons of people just come to me and say, "What about micros? What do we do? How do we go about it?" But in Georgia's area, they didn't like it. And, you know, when he brings up an interesting point, people are just scared. People are afraid of going to jail. I mean, I don't want to go to jail. Who does? I mean, but is that something that's going to stop people? And I think that's something we need to think about. We talked about this somewhat last night. Is, you know, are you in for a penny or are you in for a pound? That's just, you know, that's the brass tacks of it. You know, how far are you willing to go? And he may be right. We may be too late. But I can't stop trying. I would rather to try and fail than rather not try it at all. And I think a lot of it, you know, I'd shared this with somebody earlier today, that a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here pretty much, you know, 10, 15 years ago was nothing but a backroom conversation or something relegated to Coast AM and laughed at. And I got to admit, I was one of those people laughing. And you find out later on, oh my gosh, it's true. And I wish I wouldn't have laughed. You know, I look back at that and I'm thinking, man, if I'd have paid closer attention. But it just sounded like Patriot hee-haw to me. You know, I just couldn't I couldn't get into the presentation because it sounded funky and the people sounded funky and they were right. You know, I was young and stupid. My mind probably wasn't ready to be able to accept those things anyway. But you know, now we're out of time, and we've got to get the message out. So do what you can do. Do what you do well. If you write songs or write articles, music, play it. You know, do what you absolutely can do. Oh, hey, Mike Jones is on the line. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm pretty good. I left you a message earlier. I am literally, Mike, every time I turn around, I've got people asking me about micros.
That's good.
How are things in your neck of the woods and your efforts down there?
They're going real well. I can't complain.
Well, good. So any additional stations to report down there that are up and running? Or?
We've got some plans for a few. We're working on getting one southeast of Austin a little ways and hoping to get a few more up.
Excellent.
We've got a lot of equipment right now that's in the shop that's being, I guess you could say, tuned up.
Right.
And getting all the bugs worked out, new fans put on them so they're ready to go. And waiting to get that back. The guy that works on the stuff has been sick for a week, so he's a little bit slow, but we're moving forward.
Yeah, let's kind of break this down a little bit for people. Basically, you know, we've gone over this a couple of times, but I think we kind of need to cover the same ground again because we've got new people coming along, and every day, Mike, I literally have two or three people asking me, and our last show, we've been handing the address out to download the show to people. People are downloading it, they're listening to it, I think we may have hit on something here.
Well, I've had a bunch of calls.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
I've had quite a few,
and it's all been real positive. Mm-hmm. It's this courage factor that really concerns me, and the people need to understand that, as I said before and will say again, the hour's late. These people, they're not playing fair with us, folks.
No.
It's just time to step up to the plate and play dirty too, and get out there and broadcast as many watts as we can. As soon as you get it up and going, get a station up and going, be looking for somebody for a backup, because it's a whole lot easier to move the station to a friend's house than it is to try and battle the FCC. But
right.
I'd like to say, too, that I don't think I said on your last show, is that the FCC is so swamped right now that they just don't have time for this kind of stuff. So you can't really fear them, you know. And
right. And if there's thousands of us out there, then what are they going to do anyway?
That's true.
I mean, I think the old safety is a number, safety in numbers thing. I think it would apply here.
Well, and realistically, we've got to live by faith and not by fear.
Right.
That's bottom line. That's what's kept me going. I've gotten several, as I've said, letters from the FCC. I basically ignored them and I've kept going. They've never confiscated any of my equipment. They've never arrested me. Nothing's ever become of it.
Yeah. And you soldier on.
I'm still going and cranking up, even going out more watts than I was when they first came around.
Very good, very good. Let's hit the basics here real quick. Kind of in a nutshell, explain to people what micro broadcasting is, and you know, give them the basics and you know how the programming can be delivered to them, all of this. And we've got as much time as we've got about 10 minutes till the break here, but we can take as much time of the show as we need.
Well, micro broadcasting is taking what we're using with Texas Resistance Radio Network is we're using the KU satellite feed. And there is a specific receiver that you can buy that allows you to mix particular networks so that you can kind of get the best of from the many Patriot networks out there and mix them all together to where you don't need a fancy computer or anything like that. And what we're doing is I'm mixing them out here where I live out in the hill country in Fredericksburg, and then putting them out over the internet. So if somebody, let's say, in Houston wants to broadcast Texas Resistance Radio, all they have to do is tie into our computer internet website, and they don't even need a KU satellite. All they need is high-speed internet and then their transmitter and their amplifier, their antenna and all that. Makes it very simple, which is how we ran Radio Free Austin for many years before it got busted up.
Right.
So, and, you know, you can start, as we've said before, you want to get a 1-watt transmitter. And the nice thing about that is you can put a 50-watt amplifier behind it, or you can put a 500-watt amp behind it. It's a matter of how much money you want to spend, how far you want to go out, and just, you know, how much you want to flip off the New World Order and get the word out.
And the more you got to spend, the more watts you can get. But if nothing else, hey, get something up and get it started, and then add on.
Right. Yeah. And it's a way to have an effect.
Yeah.
And it needs to get out there. I mean, it's the bottom line. It's got to be done. The first line of defense is to wake people up and reeducate them.
Mm-hmm.
As John says, we need more boots on the ground. He's right. We need more people in this.
Well, we've got the basic infrastructure in place to deliver the content of the programming or whatever you want to call it. That's in place. The fact that that somebody can pull it down with a KU satellite dish that they can get for less than $200, makes this easy and practical for just about anybody to do it.
Sure.
If you're handy. You know, if you're tight on cash and you're handy with electronics, I mean, this is a breeze. I mean, heck, the plans for transmitters are online.
Well, there's several people that have been doing this that are more than willing to help those people out that might be a little apprehensive about doing this. You know, as when I started out, I was a guy that couldn't even put a stereo together and get it going. And basically built the first station here by talking to somebody over the phone and just telling them, you know, making several calls and having them tell me how to do it and walk me through it. They never even came out here. That was with the old big C-band dishes, you know, and the only thing back when I started back in 2000 was the Genesis Communication Network, and that's, you know, we just put them up and, you know, we were broadcasting them all the time with Alex and Bo Brights. And, you know, now we've got many networks out there.
Right. Yeah, I just where we're positioned at, technologically, we're in good shape to do this, and the time is right, the prices are right. For transmitters, for amplifiers, and we're running out of time. So I mean, it's like two ships in the night meeting. And this is a way to just absolutely blanket your little city or part of your little city or big city for that matter, with the truth. And you don't even have to set foot out of your house to do it.
Well, we've got 96.3 in Austin that's pretty much covering the whole town. There's another station there, 90.1, but we engulf it and completely surround it with 96.3. And, you know, it, there's a lot to be said. And that's just right now the amplifier that we normally run in Austin, the 96.3, is a 300-watt amplifier. That's one of the ones that got sent to the shop because it went out. So we're just using 150-watt, but it's still pretty much covering Austin.
Right.
And yeah, it's doing a great job. And most of the people that I have talked to that have called, you know, they're wanting to start with, you know, 1 watt, and you know they're kind of swaying in the wind a little bit. But folks, we've got to get the big power out there and get this information out to folks. I mean, it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a bit about frequency selection, where people want to put this on the dial, because that's going to be a key thing, one, in getting the signal out, and two, being left alone.
Well, that's a key part of staying away from the FCC. You've got to do a little bit of homework there and making sure that you're clear two clicks above where you want. Let's say you want to pick 91.1. Well, make sure you're clear on 91.3 and 91.5 and two below it,
right,
at 89.9 and 89.7. And make sure and check the FCC's website. Make sure there's no pending patents on or licenses for any of that particular frequency you've picked out. Get your real good radio, go outside, get on the roof, tune it in, and check what's below you and what's above you. And the only real problem with those of the big towns is we've had a problem with San Antonio and Austin, Houston and Dallas. Those are the only problems you run into, but there's usually a spot somewhere you can find open.
Mm.
Just being real careful about that.
Portability. Somebody asked about, you know, can you come up with something that's that if they wanted to do this, but they wanted to make it portable, how easy is that to do?
Portable?
Yeah. So they wanted to put it in their vehicle and just go from place to place with it.
Well, you know, I knew a guy that when we fired up in Houston, he had a Suburban that had five alternators on it. So he could drive his unit. But I don't know. I can't really talk about that. I've heard about people with, you know, wanting to do solar systems and putting them on the top of the hill. And, you know, realistically, this stuff is just not logical. It's not practical when you're talking about the expense of all this. You're a whole lot better just to find a good location to somebody's home where you've got full-time power. Because as you develop a listenership, more and more people are tuning into this, and they depend on it. And
right,
if you're out there and you're doing a mobile unit, you're not going to have the consistency in listeners, and that's what you're really targeting and what you want to shoot for. So I wouldn't recommend the mobile unit. I would recommend, you know, starting in a house with a good high antenna, and then as soon as you get fired up, immediately find yourself a friend that's like-minded and get you a backup location.
Yeah, and if you can get a group of folks together, I mean, that'd even be better, because you can start putting up other stations around the town.
Absolutely. I've got several of them here in the Fredericksburg area that have said, hey, you know, whenever the time comes, then call me and we'll move the equipment over here. And
mm-hmm.
And that's a key part of it. You know, what I'd like to see happen, Mike, right now is we really need to get all of the talk show hosts on the same page. That's a big problem right now. There's so much competition between them and so much infighting and BS. It's very frustrating, and it's very hard for me as I want to grow this network and keep going. You know, I look at the differences in these talk show hosts, and it's very frustrating to me because none of them except yourself are talking at micro broadcasting. And that's very frustrating to people like me. It's very, very frustrating because, you know, the bottom line is this stuff is coming down on us hard and fast, and I think most of us that listen to this on a regular basis know and understand that. And it's time to put all this petty BS aside and, you know, join hands together and fight this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very frustrating when there are some people that have a lot of people that are listening to their shows that do not even mention Michael Broadcasting one time in a 12-month period. That's very sad.
Mike, give out your telephone number real quick where people can contact you, especially if they're in your area where and they want to put up a station or they get questions or anybody around the country that can call and ask you
I'll be glad
question.
To help anybody in the anybody that wants to set up a station in Texas. You know, I'll be glad to, short of El Paso, which is probably about 8 hours from here, but I'll be glad to talk to anybody over the phone. But my phone number here is 830-997-0339, same number I've had for 7 years. And
we'll give that out again after
between the hours of 9 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night.
Right, we'll give that number out again after the break. Don't go anywhere, anybody. If you've got questions, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So with no one.
conscience. Go along without your conscience. Keep it in the dark. So
back here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Mike Jones. We're talking micro broadcasting, kind of impromptu tonight, because I've literally had dozens of people asking me about micros. I mean, every day somebody says, what about a micro? Tell me this, tell me that. If you want to contact Mike, his number is 830-997-0339. Give it to you one more time. 830-997-0339. Don't call now. Operators are not standing by. Call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., right? Is that right, Mike? All right. So the frequency selection is important. Let's talk about location. It's like buying a house. You want to have this up as high as you can possibly get it.
That's, you want it as high as you can, but micro broadcasting, you can't be too selective.
Right.
You know, it's important that we get up as many of these stations as we can wherever we can get them up. If you're in a small town and let's say you're in a valley, then you don't need 100 watts. And that's probably where people need some kind of help and advice, which I'll be glad to, you know, talk to them about. But you certainly want to get out as far as you can and reach everybody in your community.
Yeah, most certainly. Most certainly. And start with one. And if you're in a big city like Oklahoma City has the problem of it is so spread out.
Austin's a north-south town. That was a problem we had. Mm. You know, most cities are just circular. Austin's you were there. It's just north-south.
Right.
It takes a couple of three stations to cover it completely.
Yeah.
Unless you're up high and you've got a 300-watt amplifier and a good antenna.
Yeah, and we're still down here. We've not gotten back up, and as a matter of fact, I've not even had a chance to talk with the people who've got the equipment. I've not seen it.
Well, do you have somebody that owns their own home that's willing to put one up? And
yeah. The matter of fact, the stick's still sitting there. It's just minus equipment.
Right.
And it needs a transmitter and an amp. And as a matter of fact, the computer.
What happened to the transmitter? We're getting a little sidetracked here, but what happened to the transmitter and amplifier?
I'm not real sure. It got moved because the place it was in caught fire. The stuff was undamaged, but when it was moved, I don't know if an SWR meter was used on it, and I guess one of the components burned up. And
then
we bought another Ramsey. We bought it from a guy, and when it left his house, it worked. When it got here to Oklahoma City, it didn't. We sent it back to him, and guess what? It worked. was putting out a watt and a half. Back in a minute with more. I'm still bumfuzzled by it. Back with more in just a minute. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN. With